Tell me about the Steamship collection, because this is the first of really what is an all-new range for Bushmills and the first new range from Bushmills in a number of years, the first new expressions even.
Yeah, it's a very exciting time for us, Mark, here at Bushmills, now that we're under Cuervo ownership. I think we're getting back to our innovative roots. We were always kind of very famous for our different and great tastes in whiskies. So I think this is the first of many to come, I hope. And I think it's very appropriate that we started the Steamship. You know, we're celebrating, I suppose, the 120th anniversary of from 1890, the SS Bushmills. So way back when the Boyd brothers, who were then our owners, built their own ship, amazingly. So it must have been almost the first way back then to build your own ship to deliver whiskey around the world.
And now you're actually going, but this is going to be a limited release. It's only going to be in Belfast, Dublin airports, and London Heathrow, right?
Yeah, and we're actually going to try it in New York as well. So it's going to be shortly available in New York, yeah.
In travel retail only at the airports, right?
Yeah, travel retail only. I think it's a nice kind of introduction with something. So it's small, limited edition that is travel retail exclusive.
What makes this whiskey unique? It's all sherry cask, all Oloroso cask. And tell me what you and Helen put together, because we haven't heard much about Helen before.
Yeah, so as master distiller, Helen is the master blender here at Bushmills. So we have a lot of whiskey in the warehouses. We have a lot of whiskey from a variety of different barrel types, from a variety of different ages. And I suppose what we've been waiting for is the opportunity to launch a few new brands. So this is the first one, and I think it matches in very well. So I think the journey that the sherry casks had to take to get the Bushmills is across the sea. So I think it's an appropriate way to kind of, I suppose, commemorate that fact of the SS Bushmills being launched all those years ago. So I think the whiskey itself is very representative of Bushmills. So it really has that great, rich smoothness at its core. But then you add the layers of complexity that our Oloroso sherry casks add to it. We're very particular about the type of barrels that we use, in that we go and we have a great relationship with a sherry bodega in the southwest of Spain, in Jerez in Spain. So Antonio Paez custom makes our sherry casks, season them with Oloroso sherry for 3 years, and we bring those Oloroso sherry casks back to Belfast in the third year. So what Oloroso does, it really seasons the European oak and gives it a rich, deep, dried fruit character. So when we put the triple distilled new make Bushmills into the sherry cask, it exaggerates a lot of the characters that are present in the distillate itself. So when we distill here at Bushmills, I think we get a very rich, fruity character. So it's reminiscent of, I suppose, a little bit of peach and pear. But the Oloroso sherry kind of exaggerates a lot of those nuances that are already present in the distillate itself.
Now, was Helen with you guys before the change in management, or did she come on board afterwards?
Yeah, so Helen is been with the company for 25 years. So she's been, I suppose, in the background. So we're kind of really showing what a collaborative effort that we can put in together.
Yeah, because I'd not heard about her before, because the previous ownership didn't say anything about her. So.
No, she was featured in some articles from time to time, but she's a very good nose. We've got so many barrels in our warehouse. We needed a dedicated person to look after all the barrels that are sitting here. So she will really look after a lot of the blending process that we go through now, and a lot of the selections of our single casks.
So what else can we expect to see from you guys in the coming year, now that you've been freed up to innovate and create and come up with new stuff again?
Well, I can't tell you everything now, Mark. You know, it wouldn't be a surprise. There will definitely be other whiskies coming down the line. And I think there's something a little bit different, a little bit quirky that we do here at Bushmills, and definitely have that Bushmills character no matter what we have, because everything we do we want to have that will fit into our whole range. The reason that we have, I suppose, so many Bushmills adorers around the world is that Bushmills taste. So we certainly won't leave that character around. We'll just really exaggerate certain nuances. So we will. I would like to see a range of different things coming out in the not too distant future as well. But I don't particularly want to. I want to kind of leave people hanging exactly what that's going to be. But we do have the whiskey sitting in the warehouse. I suppose us here at the distillery, I suppose, are just perfecting what the final taste or character is going to be at the moment.
It must have been killing you and your colleagues up in Antrim for the last 4 or 5 years to see the boom in Irish whiskey worldwide and all these new Irish whiskeys coming out on the market, and you guys not being able to keep up with that or even really be able to do anything. I remember being at Whiskey Live Dublin about a year and a half ago, and the poor guy working the Bushmill stand was the loneliest guy there because he didn't have anything that hadn't been out for years already that everybody had already tried.
Well, you know, Bushmills did very well with Diageo, and I think we were both worked very well together. I think we focused really on trying to bring the Bushmills brand name around the world, so trying to open up some new markets and, you know, I suppose reaffirm some of the markets. So the decision was taken at that time that we would just really stick with our core brands. So Bushmills Original, Black Bush, the 10, the 16, and 21. We did have some innovation, I suppose, with the Bushmills Honey, and that worked very successfully for us for the last 3 or 4 years. And I think that really now we have, a lot of whiskey sitting in the warehouse. So the future is exciting. Cuervo, a very innovative company, and it really matches in with, I suppose, the ethos and the values that we have here at Bushmills. So, yes, I'm very excited, and I can't wait.
And from what I understand, Cuervo is also putting some money into the place, too. I know that there's planning permission going on right now for an expansion up there. What all are you planning to do?
Yeah, so now we're still really at the planning stage, but we have projected, I suppose, what our sales and demands are into the future. And at the moment, it looks like we will need to expand our distillation capacity. So here in Ireland, you need planning permission for it. So we have put in for planning permission to expand our distillery here. So again, very exciting times. You know, we continue to build new warehousing. So our latest warehouses are going to be commenced to be built in April for completion in September. You know, and we have also very exciting plans on the visitor side as well. So we welcome over 120,000 visitors a year, and we want to, I suppose, increase the enjoyment of that tour and experience all the time. So we're always looking at ways to increase that as well. So there's some exciting proposals in the pipeline as well to try, and really, I suppose, when people come to Bushmills, they get the true experience. So they're actually able to walk around the work and distillery. So we make malt whiskey. So, and you know, I feel that we make it in the right way. So we're very proud of the fact that we bring people through every step of the process here at Bushmills. So I want to make sure that all our visitors get to see really every step of the process in the best way possible. So we've good plans to kind of show off, I suppose, what we do best here at Bushmills.
What's the timeline for the expansion? From what I understand, planning permission hopefully later this spring, and then construction.
Yeah, so it's going to be still a number of years out. You can imagine the planning would take probably a year, construction maybe a couple of years. So something along those timelines at the moment.
Will it double your capacity? Any ideas how much?
So our plans are that we would look to double our capacity. We have no absolute timeline when we get up to that, but any distillery that we would build would have the capacity to double, yes.
We haven't had a chance really to talk to you since the whole Irish whiskey boom hit in the last 3 or 4 years. What's your take on this? Why do you think Irish whiskey has become popular once again?
Well, I think really it's just the taste. As fundamentally, Irish whiskey is attractive to many, many different palates. So whether you're new to whiskey or you're an established whiskey drinker, I think there is something within Irish whiskey to fascinate that. It's very approachable. So when you taste Irish whiskey, most Irish whiskies, you know, have a lack of peat, for instance. So you can immediately get more of that fruity, lighter character without maybe some of the burn that might be associated with some other styles of whisky. We don't have the peatiness generally. There are some Irish whiskies with it, but the main boom is coming from non-peated, and it's getting that smoothness. So I think we're attractive to all kinds. We also have a really rich history and heritage, and I think people these days want to have, you know, an originality and authenticity behind what they're having. So when people, you know, they're becoming more demanding. So when they go to restaurants, they want to know where the food and, you know, the origins of food and, you know, what the, if they're eating meat, what the animals were fed on, you know, where the fish came from. Was it, you know, as a free-range chicken? So you can bring that also then into the whole drink side of things. So whiskey has got a rich heritage. We just use water. We just use barley. So it's very pure, very natural. And we haven't changed fundamentally the way that we've made whiskey for hundreds and hundreds of years. So people, I suppose, are drawn to that. They like the stories. They like the quirkiness, I suppose, of us in Ireland as well. So, you know, Ireland, we don't take ourselves too seriously. We want people to have some fun. So there's a lot of Irish bars to go and listen to music, you know, and share among friends. And I think Irish whiskey is just perfect for those occasions because it's enjoyable from the second it hits your palate.